From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Robbie Feinberg with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, July 2nd, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Democratic Congressman Jared Golden from Maine's 2nd District is predicting that Donald Trump will win the November election, and Golden says he is, quote, okay with that. Kevin Miller reports.
Golden has reserved comments since last week on President Biden's disastrous debate performance. But in an opinion piece published Tuesday in the Bangor Daily News, Golden said the outcome of the race has been clear to him for months. The three-term incumbent accused other Democrats of using scare tactics by suggesting a second Trump presidency will endanger the nation. Instead, Golden said it will be up to Congress to block harmful policies while protecting programs like Medicare and Social Security. Golden wrote that he would not vote for Trump, but he also didn't say he'd vote for Biden. That prompted his Republican opponent this fall, Austin Terrio, to call Golden a, quote, phony. Golden is a moderate Democrat seeking re-election in a swing district that Trump won both in 2016 and 2020. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Police in Bangor are investigating the death of an infant on Tuesday morning. According to a release, police responded to a house in Bangor's Cape Heart neighborhood at around 10 a.m. after family members found the child unresponsive in their crib. Rescue crews performed CPR but were unable to revive the child. Police say that family members are cooperating with investigators and an autopsy will be performed by the state medical examiner's office. Maine roads may become crowded on Wednesday as holiday travelers begin heading out for a long Independence Day weekend. And Tom Barron of AAA of Northern New England says gasoline prices should enable more people to take to the roads.
Prices on gas right now throughout the country, about $3.53. In Portland, I think I just looked yesterday and found that, you know, gas stations have it here for $3.31, which is about 22 cents below the national average.
AAA is projecting 3.5 million people in New England will travel 50 miles or more from home. 3 million of those will be driving. If traffic is heavy enough in southernmost Maine, it may trigger the first use of shoulder lanes as travel lanes on I-95 at the Maine-New Hampshire border. Overhead signs and arrows will indicate when that's being allowed. RSU-1 in Bath has become the latest Maine school district to ban cell phones. Under a policy passed last month, 6th through 12th grade students will be required to lock their phone or smartwatch into a magnetic pouch for the entirety of the school day. Districts in Augusta, South Portland, and Westbrook have imposed similar bans, and Eileen King with the Maine School Superintendents Association says some school officials have already reported students being more engaged in learning and classroom activities without their cell phone.
It's going to be a whole shift, and it's going to take some time to do it. But I do believe that we are going, if we do this and we do it together, we're going to start to see our kids become healthier, more well-rounded, and more interactive with each other.
Last month, the U.S. Surgeon General called for lawmakers to put a warning on social media platforms because of their potential harm to children's mental health. And it was another scrub overnight for a rocket that will launch a Maine-made satellite into Earth's orbit. Firefly Aerospace, which is providing the rocket, says problems with ground support equipment at Vandenberg Space Force Base in California caused the launch to be scrubbed. The company says on social media that it plans to try again on Tuesday night at just past midnight Eastern Time. The satellite, called MESAT, contains three experiments developed by Maine high school and middle school students. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning, we'll talk about the major events from 100 years ago in 1924. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Thanks for listening.